As I was working on this sermon this week, I kept thinking about this great scene in the movie Notting Hill. This 1999 movie tells the love story between an independent bookstore owner, played by Hugh Grant, and an American actress, played by Julia Roberts. The general plot of the movie is they meet, they fall in love, they break up, they fall in love again, they break up again, goes back a few times, and eventually they get together in the end of the movie. One of my favorite scenes is after one of these breakups, and Hugh Grant is walking through the local farmer's market in Notting Hill. And he's walking steadily, and the scenery around him keeps changing. It begins in the summer, and he's carrying his jacket over his shoulder, and the farmers have peaches and berries in their fruit stands. There's big buckets of cut flowers, and people are out enjoying the beautiful weather. And as he continues the walk, the scenery changes. It becomes autumn, and the wind picks up. He puts on his coat. The fruits start to change to root vegetables. There's a woman who's very pregnant, and another woman who has a new boyfriend she's introducing to Hugh Grant. And the scenery continues to change. The flowers are replaced by poinsettias. Hugh Grant sort of puts his collar up a little higher to keep himself warm. There's wreaths in the windows of the stores. And then the weather turns warmer again. And now he takes his jacket off. The pregnant woman is now holding a baby. And the flowers are back in the farmer's stands. The entire 2-minute scene is set to the song "Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone" by Bill Withers. And the music really sets the tone and gives us a window into the character's mood and thoughts as this year has progressed in his life. But the most striking aspect I find of this scene is that Grant never breaks his stride. He continues to walk down the street. Things are happening around him. He waves, sometimes he nods his head to someone, but he continues to walk in this very steady walk. And clearly, as the seasons change and move from one to another, he is deep in thought. The steady stride of Grant's character made me think about this liturgical season that we are in right now, this season of ordinary time. As Canon Sierra spoke last week in her sermon, we are in the midst of ordinary time, this place in the church calendar year between Pentecost and Advent, sometimes almost 6 months long. This is the time when there isn't any special season. There's not Advent or Christmas or Lent or Easter, but rather it's that season of a steady walk. This movie scene, I think, wonderfully shows how Grant's character is heartbroken and working through his grief as he literally and figuratively walks through time, seasons, and everyday life. This season where our bodies continue in the regular rhythms and structure, but our thoughts sometimes can be elsewhere. I found this truth during my sabbatical time as well. Over the previous 8 weeks, while I was away on sabbatical, I carried this kind of paradox with me, sort of a both ands, where I was living in ordinary time, and yet I had moments of great celebration. I was continuing my steady walk, because you still have to do those things when you're in sabbatical, grocery shop, pay the bills, clean the house. But I also had wonderful celebrations during my 8 weeks. My youngest child, my daughter, graduated from college, and my parents celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. And perhaps like Grant's character, I was trying to continue my steady walk with prayer and reading of scripture to sort of give myself a foundation during these 8 weeks. You see, I specifically did not take on a project while I was away. Because let me be honest with you, it would have been too easy for me. And I mean that is because it would have been my fallback. I am really good at making to-do lists, and I get a great amount of satisfaction from crossing items off. And I knew if I set up my time as a project, I would get completely immersed in that project. So instead, I forced myself to leave my to-do list behind and really spend time breathing in this gift of ordinary time. And at times, this untethered feeling was kind of uncomfortable for me. I felt like I needed to be doing something, accomplishing something, making lists, crossing things off. I felt at times sort of lost and sort of like I couldn't get my bearings, as though the compass was spinning and it wouldn't settle. But when I felt this spinning, I would try to work to resettle myself, to spend time in prayer and to spend time listening to God. And it's hard work at times. And it's not really completely satisfying, if I'm honest with you. At least for me, there wasn't a list I could cross off. Check, spoke to God today. I can move on to other things now. It is not a one and done item in our life. That is what I heard from our Hebrew reading today. The writer of Hebrews reminds us that faith is something that we practice. It is not a one and done. There is not a product with a completion date at the end. It is like breathing and eating and moving and being in relationship with others. We have to recommit ourselves to faith every day, again and again throughout the day. This is one of those points of intersection with our liturgical calendar and scripture. I would argue, as much as I love our colors and seasons of the liturgical year, we experience God in different ways throughout the year, but ordinary time is really 365 days. Because this is where we do our practicing of faith. This is where we come close to God. And it is not work that we do alone. As solitary as our faith might feel, as personal, it is actually done in community. Our Hebrews reading today reminds us of our faith ancestors, those that have done this work before us. The writer reminds us that we are not alone in laughing at times at the absurdity of God's promises to us, like Sarah and Abraham. The verses that come after what we read today talk about Jacob and his wrestling with God, the questioning of Noah, and the despair of Joseph. These are the work of the saints, those that have come before and those that will come after us. And today, in the midst of this lovely, ordinary time in August, we are adding two more members to our church family, Simon and Finn, through holy baptism today. Their parents and godparents will be making promises today to teach them faith practices until they can come and do that on their own. And there is a sharing and a passing it along sort of stance to this, because we experience God in so many different forms throughout our lifetime. In this passage from Hebrews today, the writer is almost moving faith from a static noun to an active verb. It is the action that is changing people and it's changing the world. It's the creation that's making things that were invisible become visible. Faith is what we do with our bodies, it's what we do with our minds, with our hearts and with each other. And faith is hard work. It requires support and companions along the way to keep us on track and to keep our compass pointing north. Faith as a verb is what you do in community with others. Our Episcopal liturgy gives us the opportunity to do this work in community in a very tangible way. Every week, we have our communal confession of every week we have our communal confession, our prayers of the people, and sharing the Eucharist shoulder to shoulder around the altar table. And in a few minutes, when we get ready to baptize Simon and Finn, you all will be asked if you will do all in your power to support these persons and their life in Christ. And I expect to hear from you with great vigor. We will. We are again committing ourselves to this life of Christian faith, of showing up for others as they will show up for us. We are promising that faith is a verb for us, as Jesus has taught us again and again. We are called to share God's love with those we love and those we have a difficult time even acknowledging. This is why we don't do it alone. It is hard work. This day of baptism, of a celebration in the midst of ordinary time, is when we raise up and remember the roots that we come from, and to know it's part of our living and breathing together. We welcome Simon and Finn into our imperfect community of Christians as we try to live faithfully each day, each hour, each minute that we are given. As we are looking for ways to live faith as a verb. Amen.